Well, happy Sabbath to everyone. The topic that I chose for today is a topic I've been thinking about for quite a while, and it just seemed appropriate to give this message today. This message is as much for me as it is for everyone else, I guess, because it kept coming into my mind, these thoughts of what I would like to get into today, and it's really nothing new that I'm going to tell you, but it's how we look at things and how we refine ourselves, how we become mature in our journey towards our goal that God has given us a calling to. So the title of this split sermon is Living According to Godly Discretion. Everyone occasionally says the wrong thing to the wrong person at the wrong time. Even to the right person, but at the wrong time. You wonder, I know we've all done that. I know I've done that. And we mutter to ourselves, why did I say that? Or I just didn't think it through before I opened my mouth, are some common thoughts. Another typical reflection after such a situation is, if I only had the chance to do it again, I'd get it right this time. Well, the characteristic I'd like to talk about today is discretion, but discretion from a godly viewpoint. And that's the characteristic that can help us to avoid these situations more than anything else. It isn't going to necessarily help us get out of the situation once we were in the situation, but we won't be in that situation if we use discretion. Well, you can ask, and I know I asked, well, I've heard the word discretion, but what does it really mean? What is discretion? The other word you don't hear so much anymore, but you read together and you read it in the Bible, is prudence. Well, that seems like an old word that they used in old Victorian England or something like that. It doesn't have anything to do with the, 21st or 20th century or whenever. This is way back. But it does have a lot to do with our daily lives. God's word reveals much about these two qualities, about discretion and prudence, and how we can use them to exercise our lives. Well, first place to go is to look it up in the dictionary, right? When I looked the word discretion up in the dictionary, I looked at a number of them, and it says that it begins with the quality of being discreet. Well, what does it mean to be discreet? And to be discreet, it means to be wise or judicious in avoiding mistakes or faults. Prudent, circumspect, cautious, not rash. Any of those words ring true when you can look back through your lives and times where you may have been a little rash or you may have been not so cautious or circumspect? Discretion is about exercising judgment tempered with the attributes that I just talked about, caution, judiciousness. Well, prudence means also to be cautious, practical wisdom, good judgment, discretion, exercising caution in preparing for the future in a judicious manner. I'd like to emphasize preparing for the future. Isn't that what we're all doing on a daily basis? We're supposed to be preparing for the future. So this is very attributable to our lives, or should be. Discretion is a gift of God that's explained in the Bible that we should carefully consider. The term discretion in the Bible comes from the Hebrew, Strong 79:19, sakal, S-A-K-A-L, and is defined as good judgment, wisdom, and insight. When we think of a character in the Bible who was known to have wisdom, is known to have discretion, sure we can. Our friend Solomon. There's others in the Bible. David, Abigail, many, many characters in the Bible that exercise discretion. Jesus Christ, more so than anyone else, exercised discretion in his ministry. It's a powerful tool that each one of us can use to navigate our daily lives and to make our lives run smoother and to avoid those issues that we may run into by not exercising this characteristic. So, first of all, why is discretion important? And I've said some of those reasons, but discretion goes along with discernment. Discernment in the Bible is the spiritual characteristic of sound judgment for perceiving the differences between right and wrong, good and evil, truth and error, and identifying God's will and direction for ourselves. This is wisdom from God, not our own wisdom, not human wisdom. It's important that we don't rely on our own wisdom, but we rely on God's word. We rely on what we read here in God's book, what God has to teach us, how God wants us to live, God's way. As Christians, we need to exercise discretion every day of our lives. And the Bible encourages us to think about it and to act mindful in all those situations. First verse I'd like to turn to is Proverbs 14, verse 15. I think this is a very, very clear verse that kind of hits the highlights. And it says, again, Proverbs 14, verse 15 says, "The simple believe anything, but the prudent," or the person with discretion, "give thought to their steps." We shouldn't be like the simple. We should think about things before we do them, before we say them. We need to think before we act. At its core, discretion is about being able to discern what is right and wrong. God teaches us what's right and wrong. We have the Ten Commandments. We have the Word of God. We, above anyone on the planet, should know what's right and wrong. And we don't always get it right. I'm not here to say that we do. But we have access to what's right and wrong. And we know what absolute truth is. We know absolute truth is God. Discretion is not about being indecisive or passive either. It's about having a plan and exercising that plan. We need to be purposeful and intentional in our actions, in our thoughts, and on our words. Well, how do we benefit from discretion? Well, discretion helps us in many ways. It can help us in our personal lives. It can help us in our professional lives. It can help us, most importantly, in our spiritual lives. It helps us to navigate situations, especially complex situations, and avoiding mistakes that could damage us severely in what may seem the simplest of circumstances. Please turn with me to Proverbs 15, verse 5. We'll look at some verses here in Proverbs that clarify some of the benefits of being or having discretion. Proverbs 15, verse 5. Here we read, "A fool despiseth his father's instructions, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." It talks about despising a father's instruction. Well, many times when you look at this verse, you think of a father and their son. You think of a young man or a young woman not listening to their parents. Well, do we listen to our parent? Do we listen to our Father in heaven always? Are we always most attentive to what he's trying to teach us? I don't know about you, but I suspect you're in the same boat that I am. If we're honest to ourselves, we know we're not always that way. We tend to think we know better in certain circumstances. And I'm here today to tell you, well, we need to exercise more discretion so that we can avoid that situation where we think that we're smarter than God. and I know none of us are going to go right out and say, I'm smarter than God. But through our actions, through our words, and through our thoughts, sometimes we're actually saying that to God. We're smarter than you, Dad. We know better. And He knows we don't. We need to always act with discretion. Another verse that I'd like you to turn to is also in Proverbs, Proverbs 12, verse 16. Proverbs 12, 16. Here we read, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. This is talking about self-control. It's easy to cover shame if you don't get into a shameful situation. But that takes self-control. Self-control is one of those spirits, characteristics of our Father in heaven, His Son, Jesus Christ. We need to be able to control ourselves before we try to control others. In the world tomorrow, we're going to be kings and priests. We're being called upon to help others learn self-control, learn God's way. But we need to do it ourselves first. We need to be well exercised in. And I know we are all trying hard, but we need, as simple as it is, we all need to try harder. It's easy to get complacent where we're at. We're doing pretty good. And we all are. We're doing pretty good. But we have a high goal. We're told to live up to Jesus Christ, the statue of Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but I'm not there yet. And it's still a long road. But we need to be reminded of that on a daily basis. We need to remind each other of that on a daily basis. We can't hit each other with the big hammer, so to speak. I'm not saying that. But in godly love, using agape as we hear, we can do that. Discretion is also known as love and wisdom in motion. So when you think of discretion as just a refinement, a portion of love, it makes a lot of sense. Do we love each other? Do we truly love each other? Well, we will be discreet in our interactions with each other. Not just those in the room here and other congregations, but those people that we meet on our daily lives. It's important that we use discretion in dealing with them also. They, too, one day when God opens their eyes, will have the opportunity to join the God family just as we will. They will be called at that time when God decides. And if we can show discretion, show love in our daily lives, just think that when God opens their eyes, they'll remember. That's why so-and-so was the way they were. That, yes, I remember. And God will use that to help them along in their way to becoming part of His family. There's two other verses specifically in Proverbs that I'd like us to turn to. You turn to one because the second one's exactly the same. Exact same words, and that's Proverbs 22, verse 3. And the other verse is 27:12. As I say, they're exactly the same. They're repeated. When we see things repeated in the Bible, we know it's for emphasis. It's important. Stop. Think about this verse, what the words are saying to us. Here we are in 22:3. It says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Well, the Moffat translation, I think, says this maybe a little bit clearer. It says, a cautious man sees danger and takes cover. The simpleton strolls on and pays for it. I think sometimes we we get into situations where if we would have thought about it a little bit more up front and used a little bit of discretion, that we wouldn't pay for it. Sometimes that paying for it goes on for a long time. So discretion helps us to avoid those situations. You know, there's many applications of that verse in everything we do in life. It's just a matter of thinking about them and thinking how we can apply that principle, the principle of discretion, taking that step back and thinking before we speak. How do we gain discretion? Told you why the benefits of discretion, what's important about it. But how do we get discretion? Well, there's only one being that has perfect discretion, Almighty God. True discretion can only come from God. It's not something we can do on our own. It's not something that we can give to our neighbor or anything else. It's sourced from God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ. And when we read in Philippians 2:5, you don't have to turn there. I'll read it for you. Paul admonishes us to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. It's exactly what we're talking about. We're to have the mind of Jesus Christ. We're to use the discretion that He exercised in His life. There's many examples of it in the Bible, and I don't have enough time to go through each one of those individually. But you can certainly look up the word discretion or look up the word prudence in your Bible study, and you will see many of those situations where Christ used discretion in His dealings with the Pharisees and others at His time. But this time I'd like to turn to Proverbs 2. Have you turn to Proverbs 2? And surely we can ask God for discretion. It's a gift of God. We can ask Him to give us discretion and to help us to build discretion. But just asking for it, it's like many other things. If we're not ready to use it, it's not going to do us any good. You can ask your neighbor to borrow a shovel and then have it sit in the corner of your garage and never use it. Well, similar here. We can ask God for discretion. If we aren't willing to use it on a daily basis, what good does it do us? So, in Proverbs 2, we read, starting at verse 1, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." Now, after we've read those words, we can go back and highlight certain words in there, certain action verbs, words that show that it's not just asking for discretion, for wisdom. It's actually acting upon what we learn and what we've asked for. In verse 1, the first word that we see that's an action is to receive. If you will receive my words, we need to actively receive the words that we read in God's word. One thing, just to read it over, and we're going to go through 2 chapters today in our Bible study. We really need to get to the point where we're digging in and then we're acting upon what we read. We're putting it to use. That's what it's telling us here. To receive my words. In verse 2, it says, incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. We need to incline our ears. Incline. We need to mean that way. We need to act upon it. We need to take it in. We need to become closer to it. In verse 3, we cry after knowledge and lift up our voices for understanding. Yes, we need to cry out after knowledge. We actually need to get in and study. We need to pray. We actively need to do it. We're all doing it, but we need to do it. We need to refine our Bible study. We need to refine our prayer. We need to refine our conversation with God through His Word and through our prayers. We need to be very specific about things. We need to learn the finer things that God would have us to do. So again, we're moving towards maturity. We should be having more of the real meat of the Word, as it says, not just the milk. But we really have to dig in. And we have to understand. And we all understand at different paces. We all understand at different levels. We are all given that capability by God. And each one of us is different. You know, some of us can memorize verses and chapters of the books and immediately call up, oh yeah, that's here and that's there. And there's others. And I kind of put myself somewhere in the middle. Yeah, the verse and the book don't always come to me right away. I can usually go find it pretty quickly, but they don't always come right on the top of my, tip of my tongue. But that's not what, necessarily what God's asking us. We're learning principles. We're learning God's way. We're not learning God's verses and chapters in the book. And this is just ink on pages. We heard Mr. Bradford talking about he would have organized the Acts. If he'd been in the Bible study, he'd have organized Acts probably a little differently. He wouldn't have had chapter breaks where he had it. You know, I think we all can have that, but that's not important to God, that the chapter breaks are exactly where they're at. It's that we get the principles that he's trying to teach us in his word. And sometimes we get hung up on some of those little details. And I'm not saying that they're not important, but they certainly aren't our salvation. You know, I've got two ears here and one mouth, and I'm going to go into a slightly different aspect of discretion. And somebody once told me that should be a big clue, that we should listen twice as much as we speak. And I think that's a very wise and discretionary tale that I heard. And have I practiced that perfectly? No, I'm still working on it. We all sometimes, I think, like to hear ourselves speak. But we need to refine ourselves to the point where we're able to listen more and listen carefully, because it's important for each one of us to help each other grow. You know, if I grow and nobody else grows, okay, or you grow and I don't grow, and we're doing this as a group, as a family, what good is that? We're not in this alone. We're in this together, and that's the way God wants it to be. So, that's using discretion. Sometimes we say things, and we wholeheartedly are not saying it to be mean, or to really cause issues. But we have to be careful, because people understand words differently. And we each need to think about how we phrase things before we phrase them. I guess it's a difficult thing to do sometimes. And I've been as guilty as anyone else of, you know, rushing in like a bull in a china cabinet. I mean, that's another phrase we've all heard, right? And sometimes it's not wrong to what we're saying. It's just how we say it or the time we pick to say it. So, you know, my another one that comes to mind is my dad. He died a couple of years ago. One thing he always used to say when I was small, and I know we've all heard this phrase, but he liked to tell me that when I was little. He says, remember to put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion. And God is telling us that also, is that we need to be, we need to use discretion and prudence. We need to be thoughtful. We need to have the knowledge behind the subject before we start speaking about it and dealing with it. And then we need to think about how to present it to others and how to talk about it with others. And once again, everyone means well by it, but we need to refine our lives. We need to get better at it. Jesus Christ was a master at it. And once again, examples in the Bible where he dealt with the Sadducees, and the Pharisees. You know, they'd ask him a question trying to trap him. You know, they asked him about the baptism of John. And if you remember that story, he sort of turned it around, but he asked them a question. He said, "I'll answer your question if you answer my question." He could have come right out and said, "No, you're wrong." But he got them thinking more about it. And they actually just went away. They stopped pestering him at that point in time. And I think, in the long run, I believe that was the right thing to do. It obviously was because he did it. But they will remember that when their time comes and their eyes are open, that he had that action with them. And I'd like to think that occasionally I've said things that people will say, "Oh, okay, that's what he meant. And he really meant well." And that's how it went, because I used discretion in doing that, in talking to someone. Once again, it's wisdom and love in motion is discretion. We can have all the knowledge in the world. We can understand every verse in the Bible. But yet, unless we have love and we can present that truth to others, what good is it? God's plan is for everyone to be saved. He wants all of us to share in that. And he's doing what he needs to do to help us to be able to help others. We need to also do that by refining ourselves. And this is just one area that we can do that in. One of the characteristics of the mind of God. Now, how do we practice this? Well, I've mentioned a lot of those already. I think the most important one is that we can think before we speak or we act. And really go through in our minds. Is this what we should be doing? Is this how we present it? Is this the best way to present it in this situation? Or is this even the right time to bring this subject up? The other thing that comes to mind is, we all have confidants. We all have our spouses or friends or whatever that we trust in. And we all should be conscious of the fact that people share things with us that they don't necessarily want shared with everybody else at that point in time. And we should keep that in confidence. That's using discretion. We wouldn't want people to do that with things that we tell them. So why should we tell other things out of school, as they put the phrase these days? It's just another aspect of this. Like I said, this discretion gets into every nook and cranny of our lives. We owe it to each other to communicate clearly and thoughtfully. And that takes circumspect. We have to think, once again, before we speak. Most importantly, we should seek guidance and advice. And that's both on the human level, but more importantly, on the spiritual level. We need to seek God's wisdom through prayer, Bible study, and fasting. Have him open our minds and give us the words or the time when we should say something or we should act on something. It's easy to to overlook that. Sometimes some of the situations we get into can be emotional. It can kind of be difficult, especially amongst family. We tend to get a little bit emotional about things and, you know, a little rash maybe. Maybe taking advantage of our familiarity. But, it's important for us to step back. And, you know, there was a saying, I don't know how many years ago it was, and it may still be a saying, but it was the saying of what would Jesus do? And I think I remember back, it really got to be kind of one of those buzz phrases, you know, what would Jesus do? And some of the people saying it didn't know anything about Jesus, didn't really care about it, because this is just something to say, or a bracelet to wear, or whatever. But you know, that actually is good advice for us to think about that. In the situation, take a step back and say, no, what would Jesus do in this situation? And dig into the Word, find out. Is there something that's comparable to our situation? I'm sure there is. There's, in God's Word, there are many, many examples that could be used in our lives. And so if we ask ourselves, what would Jesus do in this situation? All the time we would be ahead of the game. It's important to remember that this whole topic of discretion, it's not about being perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. We're going to continue to make mistakes. And sometimes we're going to struggle to use discretion. We're on a journey. We're trying to refine ourselves. However, the one thing we don't want to do is to give up. We want to help each other. This is a situation where somebody says something and it really doesn't come across the right way. You know, take the right time to, you know, kind of pull them aside and explain, hey, you know, we were talking about this and it really didn't come across the way I think you meant to come across. And this is what you meant. Just defuse the situation, so to speak. This would be easy to take it personally and get your dander up and, you know, say, oh, you know, and then to blast right back at the person. That's not the point where we should be. It's easy to do. And I've done it. And, it's, you know, it never benefits either party when that happens. So it's just, we need to be striving to be intentional. And be purposeful in our words and our actions, and to grow and improve in this area. So, in conclusion, you know, the Bible teaches us that discretion is a vital component of wise living. This principle is emphasized in both the Old and the New Testament. It is characterized by careful consideration, insight, and good judgment. We need to develop the ability to exercise discretion in our everyday lives and to make wise decisions and wise behavior and wise speech, ultimately enhancing our lives and those around us. It's an essential quality. It's a gift from God. We need to pray and ask God to give us that gift. We need to seek God's knowledge and wisdom, and then put it into use. Put it into motion. Use it to love each other, to love our fellow man. And where we've been guilty in the past, we need to ask God. We need to repent and ask God to forgive us. It's never too late to start, no matter how young we are. We simply go to God and we're repenting, and please help us with this. Help us to refine us. Help us to have your mind in us. Help us to know your truth, your way. Ask for wisdom daily. Ask for Christ-like understanding of his true knowledge, that we might grow in his righteousness and his judgment. Ask and he will give each one of us, if we are humble and yielded, and submissive to his word, His law. You need to ask daily and to learn to apply the love of God to our wives, to our husbands, to our families, to our fellow brethren, and to our wider church community, and all mankind. Ultimately, we will be one family, the family of God. Let us continue to embrace godly discretion as a valuable asset and to live our lives accordingly.